And the dead is very late.
Right, here we are.
Right.
I'd like to invite everyone to a Friday night meal.
Oh.
Kahalocha. The topic tonight is halochas relevant to Friday night. So you have to imagine we're in Friday night and you come to Mashul and you are we finished davening. And I want to share with you already a shaila, which I think is quite relevant, especially for us in England, where we have Maariv can finish. What time can Maariv finish? The quick ones, even the regular ones, can sometimes finish just after 5, 20 past 5. And just imagine 5:20 you finished davening. And really, it would be quite convenient to sit with a chavrusa for 30 minutes. You have a kvius with a chavrusa every day. You go through, you learn an omad a day, you learn whatever it is that you learn. You have a kvius, and really, it would fit in very well if you sat down on the mat and learned for 30 minutes. Because whatever the reason is, maybe later you find it difficult to learn, maybe whatever it is, let's say someone wants to learn with their son, and later they have a chavrusa they're not able to learn later or something. Is there any issue with learning straight after Maariv? Let me share with you a Shulchan Aruch that says 5 words. We don't usually read inside. This is a sif that says, Kishayovi the basic, Yemahi lechu miyaf. Shulchan Aruch says that a person should hurry to eat straight away, the Mishnah Berurah says, in order to be mazkir, to mention Shabbos b'chnisasei. There's a hurry to make Kiddush. So based on this, I remember when I was in Yeshiva and Gate said, someone in Gate said that made a fuss about the sif. Like, this sif is telling us that you wouldn't be able to have a kvius after Kiddush, after davening. You'd have to go home straight away. And learn later on. But, however, Shulchan Aruch, in some Tofa Ayin Beis, when it comes to Leila Seda, also says, Yimah Lechem Yad. And there he adds in another knit. She says, and even if you're learning, you're learning in the Beis HaMedrash, you should still go home because of the chuvas matzah, because you want to get the children, you want to make sure that the children don't fall asleep. So the poskim say that the fact that the Shulchan Aruch only says it there by Pesach, that you should go home even though you want to learn, and it doesn't say it when it comes to Shabbos, then it's much more there's no problem, and it's very logical why, because when it comes to Pesach, we need to make sure the children are up in order for me to be mekayem the mitzvah of Yigata Levincha. However, when it comes to late Shabbos, the only thing is there's a milah to make sure to mimazkir it at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, I've said that during Tefillah, so the poskim say that, strictly speaking, there's no problem with learning after davening. Again, ideally, maybe there is a milah to start straight away. But if, let's say, learning can't be done later, don't forget, Limud HaTorah on Shabbos, we know that it's more value than Limud HaTorah during the week. It's actually the Benishchai in this week's parasha, Parsha Shmois. 1,000 times, what does the Benish Chai say? This week's parasha, Parsha Shmois, Godol HaPoel HaNasa Me'eseg HaTorah B'Yom HaShabbos, Elef Po'omim Yosef HaNasa Me'eseg HaTorah B'Yom HaChoel. Elef Po'omim. So I remember when I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I asked the Adam Godol Ma'ayit, I asked him, he said, it's not fair if I have a roommate that he's in his bed all week. He doesn't want to know. It comes Shabbos afternoon, he happens to have a good chavrusa, comes out of town, and they sit and learn for 2-3 hours straight, and you have someone else that sits and Masha'enkin, you have someone else who's learning all week, but Shabbos afternoon he likes to have a shluf. Are you going to say the other person's going to get more schaya? Alei dava. Okay, so it's not sort of things we understand, but one thing is clear, we do understand that the Isak HaTorah on Shabbos is more chashuv than the Limud HaTorah during the week, and therefore Me'ikadin is absolutely fine to have a quiz after Maariv, because of these points. There's actually another point to consider. Sometimes we're not even hungry when it comes to 5:30. The Mohammed Ram says that. So the Shabbos should be better over in the person should have a shlik at the time. Okay, that's not a reason to delay stomach, right? But it's always good that what's interesting is once you come home, then it's not so good to hang around. Actually Shomro, because Shayov the Besa, you might have him yet. That doesn't mean straight to the Shomalechem. I saw the Chidor says he doesn't like it. A person shouldn't do kminig eza anoshim hayoshvim shah ushtayim, who hang around for an hour or two, until they start eating a meal. However, for obviously 10 minutes, quarter of an hour, that's obviously okay. But the idea is to get started because, shtein shulchan aruch yimahi, in order to make sure to be maskei Shabbos. We need to move on to another point. Oh, so the malachim, very good. So Shalom Aleichem, it's a very interesting Shalom Aleichem, is brought down in Tikkun Shabbos. They instituted by the Talmidei Ho'arizal, not so long ago, right? 400 years before, 450 years ago, you got the Talmidim of the Arizal. And it's worth noting that the Chasam Sofer, he didn't like Shalom Aleichem. He liked the Malachim, he didn't like the saying Shalom Aleichem. Based on something which is a fascinating Sif and Shulchan Aruch, which they used to say, it used to be a minhag, before a person used to go to Beis HaKisei, to go to Toilet, they used to say something to the Malachim. Used to say, please wait outside the toilet before I go. This is what his kabsu, what's the Lashon used to say? His kabdu mechubadim. Please wait. This is a Gemara. Says Shulchan Aruch, we don't do nowadays because we don't want to hold ourselves so great that we have Malachim hanging around. Says the Chasam, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Gimel, Sifal. Shulchan Aruch said, but no hagu came is mezmanim. Yeah, this also says because it's a Mexico Yohara. It looks like as if like we've got a Sprach in Malachim. Says the Chasam Sofer, based on this, it's inappropriate to start, you know, having a conversation with Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, Malachim Shoresa, having a whole backwards and forwards with the Malachim, Shalom Aleichem, to say a whole thing and make it to Mexico Yohara. Which obviously the Minhag is not like that, and the posh the Chalik is like the Yaibas is Marach. To say that when it comes to Leil Shabbos, we have a Mefurash Gemara that every person is Zoicha to Malachim. Shtei Gemara, then we come home from Shul, two Malachim or Malava come together, join us when we walk back from Shul. Right? There's a Malach Toiv and a Malach Ra. And when we come home, when we see everything set, right? So then the Malach Ra has to answer Amen to the Malach Toiv. And if it's Faket, then Faket. So over here, when you have a Gemara that says Malachim come with you, that's already why the Minhag is already, it's not such a Muchz and Mechzik you are, we have a Gemara that says that. Okay, next one. So that's why we have. The Chasam Sofer didn't say Shalom Aleichem, but some say that he said it quietly. Can you know the Chasam Sofer is always a haggle of what he did and didn't do. When it comes to... I don't know. It would be good to know what they do. Shalom Aleichem, we say three times, that's just Mechazik Adolani Kutim. It's always a shalom when it comes to Tseis Chem L'Shalim. Why? Oh, we say Shalom Aleichem, understand. Bayachem L'Shalim, understand. Bayachem L'Shalim, but Seischem L'Shalim, Seischem, go L'Shalim. Why should we say go L'Shalim if we barely started? So I remember eating by one of my mom, my Giddishay in Gateshead, and he said, because if the Malach will see what goes on by my table, then it's good that I send them away before we start. The Shara Tshuva already brings this Shaila about saying Tzitzchem L'Shalom, and he says, when you go, it should be Tzitzchem L'Shalom. They get out of it, but Taka some didn't have anything to say. Eish Yisrael is next, and that comes from the Shla Kodesh, and the Yaris bring it down. Then we move on to the next Shaila, and that is, it sometimes comes to a Shaila when it comes to winter, saying Kriya Shema. In Shul, often we don't wait for Nacht, and we say Shema before Nacht, and when we come home, we're starting a meal, it's Nacht, and really we have to say Kriya Shema before Nacht. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't start a meal before saying Shema, when he said Shema Shul was before Nacht. So, some Shuls, they like to have some sort of drosha to push it, and sometimes a few minutes out, they need the whole gabbah to make sure that they're going to make sure to catch the Zaman. But many shuls, they don't catch the Zaman, and you have to say it again when you come home, or after davening. It's very important to know, very interesting halacha, not to sit down specifically for Kriya Shema. It's quite a normal thing to do. When you come home, Shalom Aleichem, you're still fidgeting, walking up and down, putting your fingers by the radiator, and taking off your coat and saying Shalom Aleichem, Yesh Eschayel. And then afterwards, when it comes to Shema, you sit down on the couch, sit down on the chair. Now to sit down specifically at that point by Shema is Keneged Halacha, Simen Samach Gimel, which the Bura brings down, that to sit down by Kriya Shema Shalayla shows that we're passing in like B'Shamay, that you're supposed to sit down for the night time, which is incorrect. In fact, it reminds me of that I always like to say about this, you know, it was Leil Pesach a few years ago that I was in the shul, and they said Halal, and after Halal, Leil Pesach, after the first night, the Gabba banged out Kriya Shema, because we didn't catch the Kriya Shema. And I heard 150 chairs being pulled back, and the whole Olim sat down and said Kriya Shema. Luckily, I didn't have a place, so I was stood at the side, so I was able to stand up. But I remember a couple of months later, mentioning to the Rav this in the Kodol Achor, it could be a Kenegad and Mefurish Halacha, that the whole oil of 150 people sitting down after Halal, Rav Yitzhak Krishma, boom, the whole oil go down. So Kenegad and Mefurish Halacha, he liked the idea that the Achor should be a Chizik Adam to stay standing. Now, if you were sitting down during Ishas Chayal, is one thing, because it's not Nikkud Yidin Vishama, but if you know you sit down typically, that's one another point. Next one, let's have a look over here. So the next, I think there's a shayla here, I think it's a quite good shayla, people always want to know. And it sometimes gets to us, because it's not when things touch onto our convenience, that's when that's the real test. And here, sometimes, the shayla is, you want to start Kiddush, you finally got everything to the table and everything's calm, and now you realize the challahs are still on the blech, right? Do you actually need to have challahs on the table during Kiddush? You're going to wash there, don't worry. You're not washing in the kitchen. When you wash inside, you'll bring the challahs in. Is there any...
Why do you cover it?
You should know the Vilna Gaon writes in Maaser Rav, it's to be maximum not to have the challahs on the table. So if you're ever feeling that you really it's not going to work to have the challahs, then you've always got a backup. You know, the chances are that the Vilna Gaon's in Gan Eden, even though he left his challahs inside. And here the shitta makes the tosfos that it should leave the challahs outside. And the minhag is not like that. And that is because the Odin correctly said, or Hashulchan explains, and the Torah explains, because there's a maila, why taka on the table? Because we want to make a zecha, we want to make a remembrance on our tables, we want to make a remembrance for the mon. The mon is our challah. And we have a cover on top, and also a cover below, which is the challah deco, actually a challah board, which is also considered a dark halo. That, when you look at the Shabbos deco, you're seeing a resemblance of mon. It's not just a funny thing, it's brought in Rishonim. And therefore, we want the Zeicha Lamon to be Bishas Kiddush. The main time of Zeicha Lamon is Bishas Kiddush. In fact, no Shabbos Day. In fact, let me tell you, in Shabbos Day as well, that the main time of Zeicha Lamon is Bishas Kiddush. In fact, the Prima Godom says, you know, when it comes to, so you've made Kiddush and you've washed and you come back, and it's not always so convenient to hold the Challah Dekel and the you want to take the challah dekel away already, and you'll hold the two challahs b'shas ha'amotzi without the challah dekel. Do you need the challah dekel for that?
Okay, maybe you should just pick up the biscuits.
Yeah, so that's the challah. Do you need to have the challah dekel b'chlal? So the Prim Godom says, Mishra Brosa, you don't need it, because the Zeicha Lamon is only b'shas kiddush. Now, the Mefitzach, we try and use the challah dekel also b'shas ha'amotzi to move the shit of the Chai Adam. My point I'm trying to make is that there is a maila in having the challahs on the table b'shas kiddush, because the ikar time of Zeicha Lamon is b'shas kiddush. So we always try and have the challahs on the table, even though it's going to get more cooler, because you know a lot of us like the challahs on top of the on top of the cholent. Just by the way, you have to be very careful about atmona to make sure that there's no double wrapping of silver foil over the challahs twice. Usually you're okay, because you're only covering the challahs once or once and a half. To double it twice is always going to be a problem about atmona. So that is, of course, have to be careful about atmona. Next shayla, we come finally to Kiddush.
What about the Gaon?
So the Gaon, he's been outnumbered. Well, the Gaon had that shidda based on Tosfos Musachim, but the Maisa, the Minhag is not like that. The Minhag is the Pasha Sator and the Orach HaShulchan that explained that the Vo is also Mishum. There should be a Hekka for the Mon, so we try and cater for that shidda as well. Let's move on to Kiddush. We're actually starting Kiddush, and we're pouring the wine. And number one is wine, yeah? It's just very briefly, most of us are Mekel and we use grape juice, right? But you should know that there were shitters out there that held that you can't use grape juice. Very simple. The Gemara says you can squeeze grapes and make Kiddush. Well, you couldn't squeeze grapes on Shabbos. It means that you can squeeze grapes just before Shabbos and use it, even if it's not strong like wine, right? And Rashbam explains the reason why it's okay. It's not wine, it's grape juice. It takes a good few days for it to ferment and to become strong. So the Rashbam says, because it has the koyach, it's got the ability to turn into wine. So Rav Yashav said something very logical. It's actually quite logical, but we don't really paskenize that. He says a very logical thing. He says when you take our grape juices, yes, before we added in our things to stop it ferment, yeah? So it had the ability to turn into wine. But we add in all our shtusim, all the things that stop it from fermenting. Rav Yashav had a very logical taina, and in his opinion, if you would have given Rav Yashav a cup of grape juice, he would have made the bracha, shahakel niya bedvore. That was his opinion throughout. The Ma'is of the Minhag is obviously not like that. The Minhag is a Mechasiyas Hametz Hashleima. They're all mentioned that we don't look at the fact that you managed to stop the grapes from fermenting and you put some koach in it. The fact that Me'ikora, when it grew, it had the ability to ferment. That's good enough, and that's why the Minhag is. Those who want to be Machmir should try and put a quart of wine. You will find some people try and put some wine. Some people because they like it, but others because they're machmir on it, and it's enough if you want to be machmir like that shita, it's enough to pour a quart of wine. But derech kolad, the ilum are not machmir for this point. The ilum use grape juice without any problem at all because the mechashlem is already quite the hokal on this point. Next shaila is, it's just very geschmack to know that during Kiddush, there is a sifin shulchan aruch, which is kedai to note. It's not ma'akuv, and it's just a mitzvah that when you're making Kiddush, to hold it up, tefach. A tefach high is 8 centimeters. 8 centimeters is not so high, right? It's not like the Ma'aseh Shehoyah that they asked someone, you know, they saw someone making kiddush like this, and he said, why? He said, chazon ishe, a tefach, yeah? It's not like that, yeah? But the Ma'aseh, a tefach is 8 centimeters. It's not high, but the Ma'aseh, I've seen many, many, many times, I've been by meals, and the Mekadosh is holding the grape juice up, but in my mind, it looks to me like 4 centimeters, 5 centimeters, definitely not 8. I can picture anyone's walked around with a tape measure for a bit of time, will realize 8 centimeters, yeah? If sometimes you could just be out, and you could do week after week, the Maisa Mufurash Gemara, it's a Gemara that says, it's a Gemara, there's a Maisa to hold the kois a tefach high. So again, it's something that you do every week. It's worth hopping around to get a tefach in and make sure that you're raising it from the table. You're raising it 8 centimeters. Again, it could be 1 or 2 centimeters out week in, week out. It's good to make sure you've got your 8 centimeters. Next one is
benching as well.
Because table. From the table. Yeah.
Anything with a
compost. So it's like an interesting point to take into account. Once you get into a habit, it's always good to know. Now a lot of times you come home and. You should know that it's always bogging me down about the hand jackets. When it comes to benching, there's always a haggle. Do you put on a hand jacket for benching? Do you not? Is it a frum thing? Is it not a frum thing? Actually, the mile of putting on a hand jacket during Kiddush is much more makori than putting on a hand jacket during benching. Can you imagine? Let me just be Muslim. Let's leave aside the society, how we look at hand jackets, and look at in halacha hand jackets. In Gemara state that when you make a brocha, on a kosher brocha, Kiddush is called kosher brocha, Abdullah called kosher brocha. There's 10 things which are said about kosher brocha, and we're not going into them, but one of them is ituf. Is ituf, there's two, ituf as well. Ituf, the Rishonim explain, is that a person should be ma'atuf himself with a hand jacket when he makes a brocha on a kosher brocha. So when you make Kiddush, or says Rav Shlomo Zalman, even if you're hearing Kiddush, because you're mechuyav in Kiddush, then one of the asaras very memorable of kosher brocha is ituf. A person should put on a hand jacket during the kiddush. Again, it's not ma'akum. Again, it's a mitzvah. But that comes before putting on a hand jacket during benching, because most times there's no chiyuv to have a kois during benching. And even if there is, it's only on the mekadosh.
It
said, yeah, state clearly that there's a mile. Again, we're talking about milas here. We're not talking about mechrisos chimisos. We're talking about a mile. Pasha, to put on a hand jacket, there's a maida during Kiddush, overrides much more than putting on a benching. By benching, obviously, there's plenty of makoros, yes, too, but when you compare to during Kiddush, there's a greater maida in putting on a hand jacket when it comes to Kiddush. Pasha, because of Asorot, like the Shulchan Aruch says, the Shabura brings the 10 things which are mentioned by Kosher Brocha, applies when it comes to, again, it's not always geschmack. Sometimes you come home and your hand jacket off. Oh, but where a person feels comfortable, it's always good to get this another minor called ituf. Next thing is while we start, the Ramah says it's good to look at the neiros, because that's a skula l'rafua. So before we start kiddush, we take a look at the neiros, and then afterwards we look at the kois and continue that during kiddush. I just want to end off with an interesting shayla. I'm not going to manage to get this shayla in, right? Okay, so we'll have to leave it with Hashem for next week. I think we've got a very geshmaka series of shiurim over here, and Mr. Hashem geshmaka shaylas, which are mamish negeir mid Shabbos and Shabbat. Let's go. Yeah.